Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is an NFL Network insider. Inside training camp coverage airs throughout the week on NFL Network starting each day at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Yes, training camp is here. Our friend Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, joins us. Rap, good morning.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're good as well. And, you know, the sports world kind of rocked yesterday by news of the Marlins outbreak and that they'll have to pause things for the next week. People saying, well, you see, this is why the NFL needs a bubble. Did the Marlins outbreak make the NFL worried at all about starting its season?
No, it really didn't. And actually, in the couple hours after the Marlins situation broke, I talked to Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer. And, you know, first of all, the NFL has been talking to all of these teams kind of as they've hit their little bumps in the roads or whatever you want to call it, and kind of using what they can to plan and to learn and you know, all of that. The main message from Sills was the NFL has protocols in place to make sure that doesn't happen, or try to make sure that doesn't happen, right? And one of the craziest things is that they played with several positives, I believe four positive tests. That would never have happened in the NFL. It just would never happen. I mean, not just talking about the fact that, you know, there's a game every week instead of six games a week. You know, I believe I saw that the players actually voted, got together, and decided to play. I mean,
correct.
The protocols are so strict in the NFL that would never even be an option. Once a guy tested positive, he's out of the facility, he's quarantined, he can't get back in and do anything until he has two negative tests 24 hours apart. You know, none of these things, it seems, were adhered to by baseball. So yeah, I mean, it's alarming for baseball, but I don't feel like it's realistic at all to compare football to that because the protocols are so different.
You can listen to more on Rap's thoughts on the Marlins situation affecting the NFL as part of his Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. Let me ask you about the New England Patriots, because we've now seen a number of their players, Dont'a Hightower, Patrick Chung, remove themselves from the equation due to COVID reasons. They've had six players do this. No Brady, no Gronk, no Gostkowski. You know, so many players, Kyle Van Noy, et cetera. Do you expect a real sub-500 type season in New England, or do you believe that Belichick's always got the secret sauce to keep them competitive?
Yeah, I mean, I've covered the Patriots before, as you know, as you did. I've spent a lot of time studying them and watching them and knowing what they do. I will never, ever, ever, ever predict a sort of down season for the Patriots. I guess anything is possible. And if any team is ever going to take a little bit of a step back as they retool, it would be this Patriots team. But I feel like I know too much, right? Because every time this, oh man, the Patriots lost this guy, how are they ever going to make up for the loss of whoever it is, whether it's, you know, some, you know, big name veteran they traded, you know, Richard Seymour or something like that, or, you know, they let Tom Brady walk, for instance. You know, whatever it is, the Patriots always, to me, are going to be fine. And, you know, Gronk is great. I mean, Gronk is great. But by the end of his Patriots tenure, he was just not the same guy. And the reason I know that is because that's what he saw on film. I mean, I remember him telling me, you know, he would get sick watching himself on film because he's like, who is this guy? So I think some of the departures were planned. Others were not planned, such as the opt-outs. But, you know, I always think the Patriots are going to be fine until they prove me otherwise.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joins us this morning here on the show. So then you're not in the camp of some grand conspiracy theory that Belichick is trying to tank this year to angle for Trevor Lawrence.
I don't believe in tanking. I don't believe it works. You know, I mean, unless you were to convince the players playing and the coaches coaching to just be terrible, I don't think it works. I mean, the Dolphins were tanking last year. That's what everybody thought. And then they ended up picking fifth, which is, you know, not tanking. Two spots behind the Lions, who were certainly not tanking. And the Giants, who played like they were tanking but didn't mean to. I don't believe in tanking. And even if the Patriots were, I don't think there's any chance they could be bad enough to get the number one pick. I mean, there's just, to me, unless they were literally going to play with high school players, I don't think the Patriots would ever get the number one pick. So I think that's all crazy and ridiculous. I don't think this is part of any master plan at all.
Is the NFL only focused on their own fall season, or are they also looking and hoping and maybe guiding college football? Because if college football doesn't play, boy, it throws a lot of question marks into next year's NFL draft.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think, you know, next offseason, you know, this offseason was obviously disrupted. This season is going to be different. Let's hope it's not disrupted. But next offseason could be different as well. I mean, you know, I don't think anyone knows what college football is going to do. I know the NFL, Dr. Sills, Roger Goodell, I know they've been talking to college football, to the commissioners. I don't know necessarily that they're influencing them or that anyone has the answer anyway, because, you know, maybe college football could have a full season, but it would probably only be in the spring. And if that's the case, then you have players, I mean, play a full season in the spring and then another full season in the fall. Seems like a lot for rookies, right? And then, you know, if the draft is coming up, you're going to have, I don't know, 50 or 75 or 100 players who think that they're first-round picks all, you know, sort of opt out or whatever to make sure they're healthy for the draft. It's going to be, you know, probably a different college season. I just don't know that anyone knows actually what it's going to look like.
Did the NFL ever consider a bubble situation, or was that always off the table?
Always off the table and not realistic. You know, I mean, that I think that's the thing is there's too many people, there's too many players, there's too many cities, you know, and I think that's why training camps are going to be, you know, hopefully effective in creating 32 little bubbles, you know, where players, I mean, hard to imagine a safer place than football facilities where players are getting tested every single day. And anytime they get within 6 feet of someone else, their bracelets buzz. That is a solid, safe environment. As long as they are going home and not being in harm's way, for instance, going to bars, going to clubs, going to strip clubs, getting chicken wings, whatever. As long as they're not doing that, you hope that the training camps will exist as their own little bubbles in themselves.
Can you just flesh out that point one more time? So all of these players have to wear bracelets whenever they're in the facility, and if they're within 6 feet of one another, they automatically buzz?
Yeah, and right. And so, you know, basically shows them how to social distance. And the other thing it does, these tracing bracelets, let's say a cornerback somehow passes a COVID test on Saturday night before a game and contracts it Sunday during the game. I don't know how realistic that is, but let's just say someone plays while being a coronavirus positive. What the bracelet will show is how many players actually on the field were at risk. How many players, based on the bracelets they're wearing, spent enough time within 6 feet of this person to potentially catch it. Those people would then need to be tested and quarantined until they, you know, tested negative. But it would also show you that, like, a receiver on the other side of the field was not at risk at all. It would show you exactly who came into contact with this person. There's a lot of, you know, really good health and safety things going on in the NFL to prevent the spread of this thing.
I love that. I love using technology and our advances in science to try to make this thing safer. That is very cool. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joins us. NFL Network Insider, who you can follow on Twitter at Rapsheet. And also listen as part of the Rapsheet and Friends podcast. Inside training camp coverage airs throughout the week. NFL Network starts each day, 1 p.m. Eastern time, as training camps are right around the corner. Rap, it's always great to catch up, my man. Thanks so much for doing it.
Good stuff, man. Always good hanging with you. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.